Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the at-large social media working group call taking place on Wednesday, 12th of June 2019 at 1300 UTC. On our call today, we have John Laprise, Olivier Crepin-Devlon, Adibunmi Akimbo, Lilian Yvette Lupruges, Harun Mohamed Sherif, Dixon Acosta, Inanajia Raman Rajaram, John Katambi, Anahi Menendez Ruiz, Bram Fudzilani, Amrita Chuturi, and Dave Kitondoyal. We have received apologies from Cheryl Langdonori, Glenn McKnight, Dev Anantilak Singh, Alfredo Calderon, and from Sergio Salinas Porto. From staff side, we have Edin Erdoğdu and myself, Yeşim Nazlay, present on today's call, and I'll be also doing call management. Just a kind reminder to please state your names before speaking for the transcription purposes. And now I would like to leave the floor back to you, John. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. Welcome to the Social Media Working Group call. This is John Laprise, Chair of the Social Media Working Group. Today we have a brief agenda. ICANN 65 is fast approaching in Marrakesh. We have a couple of items to discuss and actually, can we scroll the screen down a little bit so I can see the agenda more clearly, please. Hold on a second. There we go. All right. So our two big items on today's agenda are universal acceptance and ICANN 65. So to everyone, so the universal acceptance, I'll be rolling out a plan for universal acceptance, which I'm still putting the final touches on. But a lot of the work we're going to do is going to be via social. We'll also be working with the universal acceptance team and the RALO leads and the RALO, then the RALO leadership to really push this out to all the ALSs. So I would advise everyone on the call, especially the leads, to sort of prepare to start sharing out the universal acceptance content and memes and start thinking about this going forward. We will have at ICANN 65, we have a dedicated session on this where we'll be explaining the what we're going to be doing. And at this point, I'd like to open the floor because I'd like to solicit and brainstorm any ideas that the social media working group might have on this topic. So the basic idea is to really push the ALSs to become knowledgeable about universal acceptance and start having conversations with their members about universal acceptance. So at this point, I'd really like anyone on this call, please, who has ideas about what might work best in their regions to share it with the group so that we can all take advantage of collective wisdom. So if anyone has any ideas about, you know, what things are they doing that they find are successful in messaging. And I'll keep an eye out for any hands here. So while people are thinking about that, some of the basic things that we're going to be doing is a concerted broadcast email to both the RALOs, the ALSs in those RALOs on universal acceptance, as well as adding to the social media working group's content calendar and at large's content calendar, universal acceptance related content. And really, you know, that's the baseline for work. If we can get within the RALOS, you know, we have post ICANN readouts blooming in a lot of the RALOS. If we can get some sort of programs within the RALOS to talk about universal acceptance and among their members, that would be fantastic. So if you are talking with your RALO leadership, definitely talk about universal acceptance. If you're not fully aware of what universal acceptance is, I strongly advise you to, there are two links on this page, and go take a look and read and learn and inform yourself. I see Amrita's comment in the chat. That's great. I'm glad it's discussed. So one of the things, a quote by a U.S. science fiction author is that, you know, progress is constant, but it's not distributed evenly. So there are probably going to be pockets where of people who know a lot about universal acceptance in your region, and then there will be people who know nothing about it. So the challenge is to connect those groups so that the people who know about universal acceptance can talk about it with people who don't know about universal acceptance. So part of the challenge may be identifying who doesn't know in your region about universal acceptance and making them aware and educating them. So this is the mission that we've been given going forward in part. In part the for the social media working group, but as a larger ALAC-directed effort in terms of the kind of messaging we can do. So are there any other thoughts or comments? I am looking at – I don't see any hands at this time. All right. Okay, we're going to move on. If people want to intervene at a later point in time, please do so. All right, so we're into I'm on point four now, which is the ICANN 65 policy forum. The policy forum, Evan has helpfully put up some of the pictures for the tweetable tags, the tweetable cards. Go ahead and get sharing those out, folks. You know, ICANN 65 is I know I'm traveling to Marrakesh at the end of next week. So it's fast upon us. So start telling people about ICANN 65 approaching. I mean, right now I know on social media that the RightsCon 2019 is going on in Tunisia. I've been doing some interventions there on social media, encouraging them to attend ICANN 65. You know, in some ways, while a lot of the people who attend RightsCon are maybe potentially as organizationally naturally aligned with NCUC, at heart, they're all at-large people. So the more people we can bring from RightsCon to talk and intervene and be present in Marrakesh, the better. At least that's my perspective. And Evan has in the chat put up a link for the meeting in Marrakesh. So start talking about the ICANN 65. With in particular ICANN 65, like I said, we will have another we'll have a breakfast tweet up as well as a tweet competition for the meeting that will be running. Beyond that, I would ask everyone to review both the strategy and tactics documents to help to refresh your memory on best practices for tweeting, especially surrounding a meeting. So remember, try to tweet with links, hashtags, pictures, and you know you want to add, you know, if you want within your tweet or within your social media content, you want to be insightful, funny, and interesting. Those are the three key factors that you want to try to embed in your tweets. I've also been informed that, you know, since we're going to be in Morocco, there will be a significant French-speaking contingent. So if you, well, my French is really bad, and I have no intention whatsoever in tweeting in French. However, for those of you who are multilingual or are native French speakers, I strongly encourage you to tweet out in French and share in French. So let's see. Yeah, and so ICANN 65 coming up. It's a policy meeting, so if you are able to, by all means, listen in on sessions in the meeting and give us your thoughts on social media and broadcast that to the wider world. And that's, I mean, I'll be on site in my ALAC role and my vice chair role. So I found in the last meeting that means I don't do as much sharing out, but I do try when I'm not chairing a meeting to be active on social media. So you will see me a lot in the coming weeks. So there. All right, let's see where we're at. All right. Evan, I'm going to bounce this back over to Evan and see if I've covered everything. We are running through this, but I'm not seeing any interventions from the people on the call. And I don't have a lot to say at this meeting, except to encourage everyone to be active, to do your homework, be active on social media, and be prepared for the universal acceptance rollout and also the ICANN 65 policy forum. Evan?
Thanks, John. Yeah, this is Evan speaking for the record. You basically covered everything. Thanks so much. And I do encourage everyone to visit the ICANN 65 meeting workspace, because now all of our sessions have titles as well as agendas. So this is super handy for promoting these events and getting interest with the people that are attending and also the remote participants, because it basically tells everyone what's going on during those meetings. So definitely check those out, and please, you know, if you have an app that you use to schedule tweets in advance, I do that, which is very helpful. You could do that and look out for the @large Twitter handle. I'll be posting there. Live pictures and so forth, so please retweet those. And just two event updates that John already mentioned, but I'll go into detail about the tweet prizes and social media working group ICANN 65 tweet contest will be taking place. So our first one during ICANN 64 was a great success, and we got a lot of engagement that way over Twitter. And so the top three winners also received prizes. This time we'll try and deliver it on site on Thursday, and there'll be local prizes. So on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, use the hashtag ALAC65 to enter this competition. And at the end of the meeting on Thursday, we'll announce the winners. And finally, there will be a welcome coffee on the first day of the meeting on Monday from 8 to 8:30. And so we'll just have an informal gathering of the social media working group at that time. And this welcome coffee is for everyone from at large, but we could probably have our own little gathering to the side and get things started. So I'll circulate those two banners that are on the agenda. And if you have any questions, let me know. And other than that, the pre-ICANN 65 policy report is now available. And that's also been linked to the agenda, so definitely please download that and get an idea of all the sessions that will be going on, and retweet and repost that information. That does it for my end. Thank you, John.
Thanks, Evan. Amrita, I see your hand up. Go ahead.
Thank you, John. I had a query that the social media tweet competition is from 24th. So are we going to announce about the tweet competition over Twitter and other social media handles before the 65 starts, or do we announce it on, you know, it would be announced on 24th and then people start, you know, it starts building up over the weekend? conclude by 27th.
Yeah, Amrita, I don't see any reason to keep it the news embargoed. I think that, I think you should feel free to share it. Evan, I see your hand up.
Yeah, thanks, John, and thank you, Amrita. Definitely, I think the sooner the better. So now that we've shared this with the working group and everyone's kind of okay with this plan, I can go ahead and even announce this happening today, and you can just retweet it. But feel free to go ahead and announce on your personal and professional networks as well. So yeah, the earlier we get the information going, the better. And I'll also request that I can retweet this from the ICANN social media handle. Thanks.
Thanks, okay. Evan. I think, just a suggestion, though we can start, we should retweet and retweet it now so that people have an idea. But we should increase it on 22nd, 23rd, even though many would be traveling, but it would have more impact because it would be on top of people's minds. Also, is it possible when ICANN comes up with the communication now about Marrakesh, can we have a line added somewhere that there is a tweet competition, if possible? Because many people might not be looking at social media, but they may be reading the materials.
Absolutely. We can definitely do that. There's no reason. I mean, the more the merrier. So I think that's those are great ideas, and we should definitely be doing that. Can we put that on an action item, Evan?
Sure. I just wasn't totally clear where exactly you'd like to have this information shared.
Amrita?
Okay. For example, there are, there might be a place where you have information about ICANN. There are other things like there's a gala dinner, or there's some dinner, or there's a cocktail or something, and you can also have, there's a tweet competition or something, somewhere where, in the newsletter where it is appropriate.
So Evan, this is something with branding and marketing, especially for at-large sessions. I mean, when we have any kind of signage or basically signage at this point, we should have like a corner with, we should have our hashtag on that corner somewhere so people see it and use it. I don't know within the technology, within Zoom or within the community website, I don't think that's possible. But I mean, normally I would think this would be sort of like a banner thing, or not a banner, but just like a sidebar thing. But it's something that should be part of the style guide, I guess, for documentation, so that people don't have to think twice about the hashtag. I think that's and that's a great idea, Amrita, because I've been thinking about this for a while too, and I had forgotten. But like, when we see signs that about something for at large, there should be at least in a corner or like a bright sticker in the corner with the at large hashtag, so people know to use it.
John, another thing which we could do perhaps, which may be easier, is when we have the presentations also going to start for at large in any of the sessions, wherein, we can have, one corner wherein we have the hashtag mentioned and about, and if required, even the competition. For example, whenever a session is going to start, there is a main session screen.
You know what? Can you, Evan, this is an action item for you. Can you please touch base with Heidi and maybe Gisela, though I don't think it's Gisela, I think it's Heidi. But, our staff starting script for sessions, just add in a reference to the hashtag as part of the starting script for all sessions.
Sure. Okay, great.
Because that will put it into the record. That would be brilliant. Because that way every session starts with an audible reminder that there is a designated hashtag. Great idea, Amrita. Thank you. All right. Are there any other questions? I'm looking for hands at this point. One thing I will also point out to everyone, especially those people who are attending, I know I just received my email last night from ICANN because there's a migration to a new meeting tool. Am I correct in this, Evan? There's a new application that's being rolled out for meeting coordination of some sort. I haven't gone through the transition yet, but I did see the email come into my email box.
Yeah, that came out, I believe, today. It was announced today, so be on the lookout for wording about that. I can share with the group as well if you'd like some additional information.
Yeah, that'd be great, and also that'd be something that we should probably share out more broadly on social media.
Sounds good.
All right. So are there any other questions, comments? I am looking for hands, and I am seeing none. So at this point, I think we are prepared to so we will at this point consider having a meeting after ICANN 65. I know after the meeting, Evan, that you folks on staff are sort of in recovery mode. What is a when will staff be prepared for ICANN 65 subsequent meeting of the social media working group?
Thanks, John. Well, so actually just to note, right after the meeting officially finishes on Thursday, I'll be working along with the team on compiling a post ICANN 65 policy report.
I did believe.
So any feedback and outcomes
for the transcript
are definitely handy. For that, so please, you know, give me any updates you'd like to share. But usually since people, you know, both community and staff are traveling back after the meeting, or some people also have their own travel plans, we usually give about a week. So we could do the week after the meeting.
Okay, let's kick off a doodle for the week after the meeting. Give everyone a week to recover and kick off a post ICANN 65 social media working group meeting to talk about the rollout of universal acceptance, as well as kick over and see what we learned at ICANN 65 and how that went.
Sure, sounds good.
Okay. I think someone was trying to intervene. I heard some sound. I don't know if that was a dial-in or what, but there seemed to be someone who is I heard a little bit of sound coming through my mic. Is there someone who wishes to intervene?
Yeah. John, sorry, this is Isham.
Yeah.
That was someone just being dialed in, so that was it, and now we have another issue. The line. Sorry for that.
No problem. Yes, and we're waiting for that issue to resolve at this point?
Yes, it's resolved now. Thank you.
Okay. So this is the final call for anyone seeking to intervene on this call. I'm looking around. I see no hands. So this is going once, going... Nope. Is there someone
Akimbo,
wanting to
Akimbo for the transcript. Can I go ahead?
Yes, go ahead. We can hear you.
Okay. I'm having a background noise from my area. I stay in a remote area anyway. I was trying to make contribution in the areas of having a pre-introduction, an update before any event with our messages, and also to ask if we have an Instagram for different ALSs, or are we still going to be using the at-large in Instagram? Because one way or the other, the Instagram allows us to do a proper introduction, knowledge-based information for the average person who wants to follow us, who is new or who is already in and wants to get updates. That would be my submission at the moment. Thank you.
Thank you very much. This is John LaPrise for the record. So, again, Evan, we're not at the top level. We're not actively using Instagram, although I believe we have an account. But at the RALO level, this is a decision that the RALO leads and the people who are active on social media and in the social media working group in the RALOs need to make a decision on their own about which platforms, which social media platforms are best suited for their regions. In this case, it sounds like we have a member who is really interested in using Instagram, and I strongly encourage him to do exactly that. And we have the pre-ICANN 65 policy report that's on the website that you can download, and I'm sure that that can be converted or adapted for Instagram, and that would be fantastic. But if you think Instagram works in your region and works as an effective outreach tool, I strongly encourage you to do it. Me personally, it is not a platform I tend to use, so I'm wise enough to know when my expertise is lacking. So I would encourage those of you with expertise, by all means, to use it, adapt, share, and make available. Amrita, I see your hand up. Go ahead.
John, a last question. Even in Barcelona and other places, the social media working group would catch up for, breakfast or someplace. Are we planning to catch up sometime during the day or early morning or something this time?
Hi, Amrita. Yes, if you look at on the agenda 4B, that's our welcome morning coffee. We don't have a formal breakfast because of the constraints of Marrakesh, but we do have a breakfast tweet up, which is morning coffee on Monday, June 24th. So that will be our gathering point to like we've done in past meetings. Okay. All right. All right. Anything else? I'm looking. Oh yes, I see Sarah's intervention, and Evan, can you take that and about adding a hashtag to the main agenda page as an action item? I don't know how workable that is, but talk with the web folks and see if we can at least make the hashtag more visible online. All right. Yes, I hear someone clearing their throat. Does someone want to make an intervention? Okay. I take that as a no. I'm looking around. I'm looking for hands. Are there any further interventions before I close this meeting? Seeing none, I am going to return to you 30 minutes of valuable time to your days. I thank you for your participation and your contributions. I think this has been a productive meeting, even though it's been a short one. I look forward to seeing all of you online. And I'll see some of you at ICANN 65, and we will speak again after ICANN 65. Have a great day, or a great evening, or get some sleep. Thank you very much, and I want to close this meeting.
Thank you all. See you at ICANN 65.
Thank you.
Thank you all. This meeting is now adjourned. Have a lovely rest of the day. Bye-bye.